Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Robert Shannon Fife, and you tune in to the Word of Faith broadcast. I'm going to take my text from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Now, in this teaching, I want to teach about your level of faith. Now, when we become born again, God has dealt to us a measure of faith. Now, what we do with that measure is up to us. Our faith can grow. And one way it grows, Romans 10:17 says, "For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You can grow your faith by hearing the word of God over and over and over. Now here again in Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance." Our faith is the substance of things hoped for. Thank God for hope. The evidence, we have evidence, and that's the word of God, of things not seen. Now, our level of faith is determined by how much we use our faith. In other words, we start out believing God for $1. You don't start out believing God for $1 million or $100,000. You start out believing God for $1. And then you once you got that $1, you can believe God again for another dollar. Until your faith grows a little, then you believe God for $2 the same way. A lot of people, they start out when they get cancer or somebody else, and then they start believing God way up here for cancer. Well, they haven't believed God for, you know, the common cold or a sore throat or a headache. Start on the little things. Start believing God on the little thing. Now, there's 18 definitions of faith. Number one is substance of things are hoped for. Again, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, Apostle Paul is believed to have been the one that wrote the book of Hebrews, and time don't permit, but I could give a lot of scriptures why that is. What faith is? Hebrews 11:1 tells us what faith is. Now faith. Now hope is in the future. Faith is now. When you hear someone say, "I believe God will heal me someday," that's not faith. That's a hope. Hope is always in the future. Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now we are to live by faith. We are to walk by faith and not by sight, not by what we see. We got to learn that faith can't tell time. A lot of people, they will pray in faith, and they not aware they do it, but they'll put a time limit on God. They'll expect God to move by a certain time. Actually, they're going by sight, not faith. And they get over in the sense realm, and nothing's happened by that certain time. So they're like, "Well, it must not want to happen," or people will say, "It must not be the will of God." Remember, faith begins where the will of God is known. Number two of the definition of faith is evidence of things not seen. All the evidence you need is the word of God. Now, I want to tell you something about the word of God. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is quick or living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." Now, the word of God is just as powerful today as it was when Jesus walked the earth. The word of God is just as powerful here on earth as it is in heaven. The word of God is powerful. You need to stand on it. You need to confess the word of God and speak the word of God to your situation. Again, Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, verse 7, it says, by faith, Noah. Now, we know that Noah did it by faith. Being warned of God, so God warned Noah of things not seen as yet. In other words, he hadn't seen it yet. Moved with fear, Noah was moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. They were 8 people. By the which he condemned the world. Noah condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So Noah became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Number 3, invisible backing of elders. Hebrews 11:2 said, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Note that. The definition of faith is invisible backing of elders. And the Bible also says we're encamped about with a great cloud of witnesses, the people that have gone on before us, the Old Testament saints that are in heaven, just cheering us on. They did it. We can do it too. Number 4, creative power of divine works. Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds, in the plural, were framed by the word of God. That's how powerful the word of God is. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Notice this, through faith we understand, because the word tells us that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That's how they got here. It's by the word of God. God spoke, said, let there be. Like, let there be light, and there was light. So that the things which are seen, we see the trees and the sky and the stars, sun, moon, were not made of things which do appear. Number 5, divine testimony of right doing. Hebrews 11:4 says, again, by faith, Abel, now Hebrews 11, known as the faith chapter, by faith, Abel, now we're talking about Abel, we were talking about Noah, offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Why was it? Because it was a blood sacrifice. He did it by faith, by which he obtained witness. In other words, Abel did. That he was righteous. You know, if you're born again, you're righteous. God testifying of his gifts. Well, you want that? You want God testifying for you. And by it, he being dead, Abel dead, yet speaketh, because we hear about him in the word of God. Number 6 is cancellation of natural laws. Hebrews 11:5 says, by faith, Enoch. Well, we talked about Noah, and we talked about Abel. Now we're talking about Enoch. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. He hasn't died. Now, in the tribulation period, he's going to be one of the 2 witnesses. He's going to come back, and then he'll die then. And the Bible says, and was not found. They couldn't find him. Where is Enoch? Because God had translated him to heaven. But notice this here. But before his translation, before he was translated to heaven, he had this testimony. Enoch had a testimony. Notice this. That he pleased God. We need that testimony. That we please God. Isn't that what you want? Number 7, basis of pleasing God. Hebrews 11:6 said, But without faith, it is impossible to please him. That's God. You can't do it without faith. You've got to have faith. Faith pleases God. God is a faith God. For he that cometh to God, that is when you pray, must believe. You got to believe, you're a believer, that he is everything the word says he is, and that he is a rewarder. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You need to have a prayer life, and you need to not only seek him, but diligently seek him. Number eight, it depends upon God's word. You got to depend on the word of God. You need to make the word of God final authority in your life. You need to make up your mind right now that everything I do, I ask myself, what does the word say about this matter? And that's what I do. Make the word of God final authority. Hebrews 11:7 says, by faith Noah, being warned of God. We just read the scripture. Of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by, in other words, he depended upon God's word. In other words, what the word says is final authority. Your senses may say one thing. Beloved, the word of God is true. The doctor may say one thing, but the word of God is true. The attorney may say one thing, but God's word is true. Depend upon the word of God. When you speak the word of God to your mountain, when you speak the word of God to your situation will change. Your mountain will move. Number nine, trust in an unknown future. That's what faith will do. Faith speaks, and faith knows the outcome. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. By faith, Abraham, now we're talking about Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have after received for an inheritance. Notice this, obeyed. God is looking for people that is like Abraham that will obey. And he went out. Abraham went out, not knowing where he went, but because he was walking by faith. Number nine, verse 9 said, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise. He sojourned because he was walking by faith. As in a strange country, it seemed strange. Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Notice verse 10. For he looked for a city which has foundation, Abraham did, whose builder and maker is God. God was the builder and the maker. Number 10, counting things that be not as though they were. Romans 4:17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Talk about Abraham again. Before him whom he believed, Abraham believed, even God. Notice this, who quickeneth the dead. Now notice the last part of this verse, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Maybe the doctor told you you got cancer. Well, now you need to start speaking the word of God and say, Christ has redeemed me from cancer. I am healed of cancer by the stripes of Jesus. You need to speak the word of God to your situation. You need to call those things which be not as though they were. Speak to your mountain, just like Jesus spoke to the fig tree. You need to speak the word of God. Faith is in two places. Faith is in your heart, and faith is in your mouth. Well, my name's Robert Shannon Fife. This is the Word of Faith broadcast. Tune in next time for another teaching from the word of God.